Brian Brogan, chairman of the Donegal Motor Club. The countdown is on once again to the Donegal International Rally. And as always, much to look forward to. And following on the last couple of years, we've had some great events. No doubt you're optimistic this year is going to be as good, if not better.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's a very big entry this year. And it looks to be like someone that'll be way above what we had for a few years. Very, very good categories. Every field, a lot of very, very tough competitors in every field and every class. And, you know, we're heading out to some very, very good and challenging stages. Three tough days. It'll be very interesting. We're looking really, really enthusiastic about what's going on this year. And we have on Dual now again for the fourth year, which is very, very encouraging for us too. And we're very, very glad to have them there. And some of the top competitors, and Ian Barrett himself, who is competing in the event, is another step up for us as well.
And fair to say, there were a few difficult years, but we seem to be on an upward curve at the moment. And for the local crews, I mean, this is what it's all about. People look forward to Donegal from the moment last year's one finishes.
That's right. Well, you have, if you look at last year, we had a reserve list, and now this is the only other rally in the country that has a reserve list again a year later, which is very, very encouraging for us. And it was back when entries closed, we had 256 entries, I think, was in for the event. So and I was asking the question, is that the most ever we had? And as Danny Gormley reminded me, it wasn't. He said he had 90 in reserve at one time, but so we're slowly getting there, which is good. And it's very encouraging to see that people are deciding to come to Donegal as opposed to some other events where you have people from all over the country coming here year on year and booking accommodation and booking out hotels. And it's all good for us as Donegal Motor Club now.
And again, an international element. There's a few crews from overseas.
There is a few, yeah. Again, there's more and more overseas coming there, especially from England, Scotland and Wales there. They seem to enjoy themselves. They seem to have their holidays when they come here. And we're very, very, very happy to have them. And they're happy to come here. And they can't get over how welcoming the Donegal people are. And they're enjoying themselves, and we're enjoying to have them.
And of course, there's so much media exposure for the event, and that helps to keep its profile up, and it does help to attract more people, not just crews, but also spectators. Again, and especially if the weather's good, there'll be thousands along each stage.
Absolutely, there's no doubt about that. And no, the media now, and social media in particular, has got it's getting across the world now. It's made it a very, very small place, but you have people all over the world that'll be listening to yourselves now, Chris, over the weekend of the event, and they'll be very, very interested to see what's going on. And again, all of the media are great at relaying out the results and everything that goes on the weekend, and we're very grateful of them for that as well.
And just a word about all the volunteers and people. An event like this takes an awful lot of organising, and there are countless hours throughout the winter months that people put in the work so that this event can happen.
That's right. There's, you know, you couldn't calculate the number of hours that Eamon McGee and his team have put into this event, and he's had it now for numerous years, you know, and he knows every road in the county as far as that goes, and he's starting back there at the end of October every year to try and start sooner. And you know, the first 6 months in the year seem to fly in because of that, because you get busier and busier. And but you know what, he enjoys it. Every member of the team is real good workers, real good players at it, and the accreditation to them is on the weekend when everything goes well for them.
And finally, what do you look most forward to coming up for the rally?
I suppose it's very hard to say any one thing, to be honest. You're meeting people from all over the country and all over the world for that matter. A lot of people come back and use this as their holiday. You'd be glad to see them coming back. And when you're in then as a competitor trying to compete, it's not easy getting everything squeezed into 2-3 days. But it seems to fly. But you know what? We enjoy it so much, that many aspects of it. It's very hard to say that any one of them would come out on top.
Seamus Neely, Donegal County Council Chief Executive. The launch of the Dual Donegal International Rally taking place. And for the county, this is really a huge occasion.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous event. It's an event that has grown from strength to strength, and in fact it's difficult to see how any year could be better than the previous one, but that seems as how it's been recently. I suppose with local winners over the past couple of years, it has really added a local significance to that as well. It's a great opportunity to highlight the county, to show the landscape, and I suppose to show the hospitality of the people. So we're really, really looking forward to the event. It'll bring a good economic boost to the town, and indeed the entire east of the county.
And it's hard to quantify just what it is worth economically, because there's a knock-on effect. But the bottom line is there's thousands of people coming in, money has been spent, and it filters right throughout the economy.
Absolutely. It is a multi-million euro event. You know, it is a great input to the economy for that weekend, indeed the weeks before it. But I think beyond that, it's a great marketing opportunity, and many, many people come back after the event, but many more people come and visit the county simply by watching it on the various media that it's covered on. So it's an excellent event all round.
And we live in an age now with the internet, and this event is going all over the world. And again, it can lead to people coming back, people seeing the stages, and yes, the weather counts, but overall, it's a great shop window for Donegal.
Absolutely. It's one of those unique sporting events that's where language doesn't matter. You know, it's the language of the car, the sport, and the entertainment, and you know, the visuals of it tell the story. It's brilliant. It's great to see it going from success to success, and we're delighted to see such a strong interest in it for 2018 again.
And I'm sure when you're elsewhere around the country and people know you're from Donegal, it often comes up in conversation because everybody's heard about the Donegal Rally.
Absolutely. It is one of those things that Donegal is now known for. It's the only three-day event on the island. It's one of the best rallies, I think, not just in the country, but in all of Europe. And for that reason, the rally is well known. And as a consequence, Donegal name spreads as well.